Good evening, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of Into the Vortex podcast. I'm Nate.
And I'm Tyler.
Today was a fucking struggle.
Your wife was pissed off at you today.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, fucking every morning she wakes me up at 5 a.m. Hold the baby.
What do you expect her to do when she's got to get ready for work?
I guess, but I was wrong. Don't get me wrong. I was wrong. I shouldn't have snapped.
Oh, you snapped?
Oh, yeah. I snapped.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. I snapped.
What did you do?
I'm just like, why you always got to wake me up? But I was like in that daze, like, I remember, but I don't remember.
What do you expect her to do with a 7-month-old while she's getting showered and dressed for work?
I know.
And then what? You work from home, so you can go right back to bed.
No. Not when I'm watching the kids.
Okay, yeah. Today was a different story. You were watching the kids while she was at work because y'all didn't have a sitter.
Yeah.
Okay, so. But the other thing I wanted to... This is a good segue. What the fuck happened with the dinner?
You mean... Okay. So...
So I have both sides of the story now. I haven't talked to you about this yet. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was like... And this is all over some chili. I mean, the chili was good.
It's not about the chili. It's about you not pulling out the meat.
I always pull out the meat.
That's why you have two children.
Okay, so what happened was, I was like, it's lunchtime. I was hungry. Decided to go look in the fridge, and I was like, where's the leftover chili? So I texted her, and I was like, hey, did you take the chili that I was going to eat? She was like, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I can just bring it back home. I'm like, no,
you're bring good. Her lunch back home for you to eat?
That, yeah.
Why would she even think that? Yeah, do you beat her at the house? You put on the wife beater tank top and you just rip into her? What? No. God damn. If no. Lacey would have been like, fuck you, bud. I got it first.
Yeah. But she was like, I could bring it back. I'm like, no, you already got it there. I mean, we're good. It is what it is. I'm like, I don't care. And then she said, let me see. I'm trying to pull it up. She was like, if you take meat out, I'll make more chili. The way I took it was, you know, if you want chili.
Yeah, so you had a previous conversation about, oh, there's no more leftover chili. And then she said, well, if you bring more meat out, I'll make chili. That's not saying that's the chili's for dinner.
Yeah.
It was more of like, hey, if you do this, I'll do this, and then you can have chili to eat.
Yeah.
It's not saying that's a dinner plan.
Exactly.
Because if it was a dinner plan, she would have said,
hey, pull out the meat for dinner.
Pull out meat, and I'll make chili for dinner.
Exactly.
That chili was bomb, by the way.
How was the cornbread? Shit was homemade.
It was so good, man.
I always like chili cheese dogs.
Yeah, so I love me some chili cheese dogs.
A little bit of jalapenos on top.
Like my colleagues on my shift, like there's like four, maybe five of us that love the chili cheese dogs. But a couple of the women on the shift, they're like, you guys and your fucking chili cheese dogs can go shove it up your fucking, you know where. And they keep trying to take it off the menu. And so there's a lot of times like we'll be petty and we'll just, you know, bring hot dogs and chili and we'll make a lunch. And guess who eats a hot dog and lunch?
The person that complained about it.
All of them. Sometimes. Man, we've only, I think, done that like once or twice. But it's just us being petty because they keep taking it off the menu. Or, like, they made chili one night for shift dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So guess who shows up with fucking hot dogs and buns?
I'll take
your damn chili and make a chili dog. That's what we did.
Yeah. You ever had Skyline chili?
Oh, yeah.
You've had Skyline chili?
Yeah, you told me about this. Oh, no, I haven't had it, but you've told me about this place.
Yeah.
Because it's up north.
Like, it's like a Cincy thing.
Yeah.
Cincinnati. So good.
No, I've never had it, but I remember you telling me about that before.
So good. But it doesn't beat Texas chili.
Oh, beans belong in chili.
Yes, it does.
100%. End of question. This episode is going to have two different polls. One of them is that one. The other one was if Nate was wrong or not.
Yeah. I mean, how I took it was, if you want it, take out the meat. If you don't worry about it.
But nowhere in it said in the text message that it's for dinner.
Exactly.
It was like, hey.
And I got bitched at for it.
So I heard her side, and she has a point. She said, usually you pull out meat.
This is
that you would pull out dinner, and you didn't pull anything out tonight.
Huh?
So what was your fucking dinner plan?
I don't know. I was going to figure it out. Fend for yourself or something.
Were you going to figure it out, or you're going to make Shelby figure it out, and you're just going to eat whatever she made?
No, I would have talked about it. I'd have been like, hey, you know, what sounds good for dinner?
So what, if she come home and realize there's no meat pulled out, and she like flipped the lid on you?
She fucking spazzed.
What did she do to you?
She just yelled at me.
What'd she say?
Maybe threw a couple punches, but you know, that's all hearsay.
What'd she say to you?
I don't remember. I don't. I said, well, you can't be mad that I didn't, how I took it. And she's like, yes, I fucking can. I was like, oh, okay. Back to my garage. See you later.
Well, you know, now that, I mean, I kind of explained it the same way you did in the living room when I got there.
Yeah.
And she just glared at me. And I said, Shelby, I would have done the same thing.
What did Lacey say?
She just pretty much stayed out of it. But she was nodding her head when I was saying what I said.
Yo.
But now, knowing that there was a previous conversation about chili, that you wanted it for, you were going to eat it for lunch.
Yeah.
And then she mentioned, well, if you pull out the meat, I'll make more chili.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't have taken it that that's for dinner.
I wouldn't.
It would have just said, pull out the meat so I can make chili for dinner.
Yeah.
This episode's going to be titled Pulling It Out.
But, I mean, it is what it is. It all got worked out. Dinner was made.
And it was delicious.
I still got to go eat.
I don't think she was... I don't think she's as mad. I don't think she's as mad at you anymore. I think the trick worked.
Yeah, the trick.
Because it made her laugh.
Yeah.
Right. So I told this man, I said, you know what? Go in there, grab her, put her over your shoulders, take her to the bedroom, and shut the door, and just be spontaneous. He did it. And I, you know, stood in front of the hallway so the girls don't go back there. And then Shelby came out of the bedroom. What the fuck's going on? She thought it was funny. I mean, it was
funny.
It put a smile on her face. That's all that mattered.
Exactly.
And then she got fucking pissed off again. This is just like, we're just raging on Shelby right now. Holy shit. Sorry, Shelby. I know you're going to be listening to this tomorrow. But, no, it was Eliana ripped out a whole fucking book off a bind, like off the binder of the book.
Yeah.
And, like, Eliana never said she didn't do it. She just froze in the living room, just like staring at
her. Because she knows she was in trouble. She did it.
I don't understand how she did it.
I don't know.
But they're looking at it, there wasn't a lot of glue on there.
Yeah. Maybe she just, it was an accident. We didn't know. I mean, we don't know. We didn't see it happen.
Oh, Shelby just like saw it on the
floor. I'm on Eliana's side. So, Eliana's. I don't think she did it. I think it was all a setup.
She definitely did it because she never said she didn't do it.
Nope. I don't think she did.
Kids are brutally honest.
That is true. If your food fucking sucks, they're going to tell you.
They're going to tell you. But like the first thing she would have done if she didn't do it was say she didn't did it. She didn't do it. She didn't even do that. She was like, sorry. I don't know.
She fucking lost it.
Oh, no. She lost it. Well, Shelby lost it. But then Eliana lost it when Shelby, you know, brought the hammer down.
She don't like being yelled at. Well, no kid does, but...
She didn't really get yelled at.
It was just a stern voice.
Not initially. Initially, Shelby said, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And Eliana just, like, stared into her soul. And then it escalated from there because Eliana didn't say anything back. But, you know, and then, you know, Eliana slams her bedroom door
like a
teenager, which I think is hilarious.
I mean, the way she pulled it out, like, off the binder, it was smooth. Like,
I don't understand how she did it.
Just needs to be glued back together.
Yeah. But, like, there was, I mean, we were in the fucking hospital most of the day today with our maternal fetal appointment.
So how did that go?
It went good. I mean, we did the echo scan and no issues, no defects noted.
That's good. Heard the heartbeat and everything?
Oh, yeah. She's measuring like a week, 2 weeks ahead on several different areas.
Really?
84th percentile.
I feel bad because she's going to have your big ass head.
Oh, yeah, but she's not coming out that way.
I mean, true.
And we scheduled the C-section. We have a date.
Already?
February 28th. Okay. It was going to be February 24th.
That's crazy.
And then I was like, okay, cool. And Lacey was like, I don't want her to share a birthday with anybody.
Yeah.
I was like, Shelby will be happy. And she's like, if it's on the 28th, they'll be with Jason Aldean. I was like, really? You're going to play it off that? I'm playing it off of, if it's the 24th, I don't have to go to work the day before.
Exactly.
That's just like one extra shift I didn't have to come in. But now I'm going to end up working like the front half of that week. And then if it's the 28th, I work the 27th. So I'm going to work like the front half. So 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and then come home and
chill out.
Yeah, because like the 28th, I don't think we show up until like 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Maybe eight or seven, and then they'll take her back there within like 2 hours. So,
damn. Well, at least everything's good.
But yeah, everything's good. We have a date, which is, I can't believe it's only 73 days from now.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I don't know if it's fun, dog.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
It's just like, we don't have anything. We still don't have anything. We gotta.
I could tell you planning for the second baby is a lot harder.
Especially harder if it's 5 years difference.
Yeah.
We ain't got
but problems. At least you know shit. It can always be a hand-me-down. Hand-me-downs are going to be your best friend.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm not about buying new. Because if she follows in like Emma's footsteps, she's going to grow quickly.
Yeah. Emma's tall.
The only thing that I know we have to buy, for sure, is bottles. We don't have we have a bassinet.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And a couple outfits. That's all we got. But we are having a baby shower.
I didn't know this.
The first weekend of February.
Okay.
Or is it second weekend? When's your daughter's birthday party? First weekend or second weekend?
The 8th is the party itself.
Okay, so that's the second weekend.
Yeah.
So we're having the baby shower the first weekend.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So, okay, I remember now.
Hopefully, we're going to get a good bit of things or at least have an idea of what else we need to get. I'm about to grind out some overtime at work. So, be able to go splurge and get a bunch of things that we need and that we don't have. But I don't even know how to figure out what you need.
You just go and buy.
Because in my mind, she didn't need much. She needs a fucking diaper, right?
Mm-hmm. She needs a lot of diapers.
Yeah, and wipes, clothes, you know,
socks.
Bath time stuff and
hats because it's gonna be cold.
That's it.
Yeah,
it's not like she needs toys.
Not right now.
Like that's oh,
all of Emma's toys will be her toys.
Yeah, and just depending on like how the pumping situation goes, like formula.
Do you think she's gonna stick to it or?
I mean, Lacey's talking about just pumping, not breastfeeding.
Nothing wrong with that.
Because then, well, she's gonna breastfeed every now and then, but. If we pump, then at night, I can just feed her a bottle.
Right.
So like we can, you know, it can be more even and equal. So it's not Lacey waking up every night. Because I was terrible with Emma.
I was with Eliana. I ain't going to lie.
I was terrible. I didn't wake up. I was like, oh, yeah, work in the morning. Like I had all these excuses.
And now when you look back, you're like, damn.
I regret it.
I was a fucking shitty person.
I regret it. And... like, I worked all the fucking time, and I feel like I missed, like, the first year of her life because I was at work. I'm not making that mistake twice.
Right.
So, we're going to do that, so it'll be more fair, but I don't want to... Formula's gotten so expensive. Like, it's gone up, like,
for $10, a large
$15
can?
A can.
A large... you know those large cans? It's, like, $45.
Dude, it's fucking crazy, and you don't get a whole lot.
Nope.
And the other problem is, you don't know what formula they're going to do best with.
Let me tell you.
So it's like trial and error. See if they get the shits.
On WIC, you get like 7 or 8 cans or something like that. And when it came down to like the last week of the month,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, are we going to make it or not?
What's WIC?
Yeah. WIC? Like, you got me. It's like is that the government aid or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's where WIC.
Yeah.
So that's where milk and like vegetables milk, and yep. Peanut butter, shit like that.
It's all covered. But it came down to like the last week and I'm like, damn, are we going to fucking make it?
Did you ever run out?
Yeah. It wasn't enough. I'd have to go buy a big can.
So Sam's, they have really big cans. Mm-hmm. And you can get like a big pack of big cans. I just don't want to do this again. I don't want to do the formula. Like, it was just so, it was expensive then. And this is back in 2020.
Yeah.
Right? Where fucking grown adults were going to buy formula for them because there was no food on the fucking shelves. And so now they're taking away from fucking children and babies. Do you remember that?
No.
Adults were going to buy fucking formula for themselves, which freaked out all the parents to overbuying formula. And there was no formula on the fucking shelves. Oh, yeah.
There was a formula shortage for a while there.
That's because fucking grown-ass adults were fucking using it for themselves. There's articles all over the internet about this.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they'll just make it into like a protein shake thing, and then we get a little bit of nutrients.
Get out.
No, dude, I'm not kidding. It was even on TikTok. You can't trust everything on TikTok. But there were several of that, and then several fucking mamas fucking pissed. Because now they can't find formula. I remember going to four different stores to find formula for Emma.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Luckily, I'd never had that issue.
It was insane.
So,
man, that was so long ago. Almost 5 years ago. May is 5 years. Emma, we
and
five.
And now we're almost in 2025. Fucking blink and next year.
A half a decade just went.
Just like that.
Just fucking like that.
Yep. It's crazy.
I just feel like we're getting older, grayer, and fatter.
Yeah. We actually hit the gym today.
Oh, we did hit the gym. My legs are...
We just started out small, like, hour on the treadmill.
Looking at my foot right now, I got veins still popping out.
Hour on the treadmill.
An hour straight on the treadmill. I was watching Landman.
I was just listening to music.
Landman, that's a good... I did a whole episode and started another one. That's a good fucking show. Highly recommend that.
I just know I was struggling the whole time.
Dude, my calves were so tight.
The last 5 minutes, I put my incline up to like 5. That was horrible.
And then my treadmill just stopped. It said, you hit your time limit for the day.
Yeah, multiple times.
Fuck you, treadmill. And then when it actually hit an hour, it stopped.
Yep. What happens if you wanted to go longer?
What if I want to do fucking 2 hours?
Now you just lost all your momentum.
I think I had another, 10 minutes left of me.
I thought I was trying to finish my little Sudoku game I was playing or whatever it was.
Dude, my calves were tight. Like, my hamstring behind my knee was tight. That month off the gym fucked us. Well, I know it fucked me.
Okay, so this is all recorded, obviously. So let's say in the next month we're going to come back on here and say our weight. So what is your starting weight
right now? It was 308.9.
okay, how's that?
0.9 matters.
Yeah, it does. Every little point matters. All right, I started out at 261.7,
and I was at 299 when we stopped.
I was at like 259, 58, something like that.
Yeah, you didn't gain much holiday weight back.
No.
Me, on the other hand, those Christmas trees got my ass.
Your little Debbie snacks.
Little Debbie making me a little Debbie boy. But our carnivore thing hasn't really kicked off yet.
No, we've been saying tomorrow.
Neither of us have started it. But getting back in the gym today did encourage me for tomorrow. So tomorrow I'm going to be really strict. Gotta have eggs and bacon for breakfast. And then for lunch, I'm probably going to have a deer sausage or two, maybe some more eggs. I'm going to have a protein shake or two tomorrow.
Them MREs are good. Protein shake?
Yeah, they're not bad. And then those are, 40-something grams of protein?
Something like that.
And then we're going to go back to the gym tomorrow. And I don't know, we'll probably do, it's going to be a longer gym sesh.
Start picking up weights again.
We'll do an hour on the treadmill again.
Oof.
Maybe break it up like 30 minutes, go lift for a little bit, and come back and do another 30 minutes.
That'll be easier.
Yeah, that's the plan tomorrow. Probably just do some dumbbells or something. Something easy. Oh, no, I mean, it's not easy. Skull crushers and... we got up to like 50 pounds of skull crushers.
Yeah, it started getting easier and easier.
Maybe we did 60. I think our max was... I did 60. I think you did the 60 also.
No, I think I stuck at 50.
You didn't try the 60?
Mm-mm.
I did a whole set of 60.
But everything was like feeling so good.
But we both did dips. Remember the dips and pull-ups?
We both did that. Yeah.
Literally, that was the last day we went.
Yeah. was.
They were like, hey, we did pull-ups.
Yep.
And then.
That's it. We're done.
Hey, no more pull-ups. Because I guarantee you, we can't do that right now.
Nope. Not anymore.
Well, I know for a fact I can't.
That 1 month just completely just fucked us.
Completely.
But what can you do? Just restart and try again?
Just get back into it. Like failure. 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 That's a hard thing to overcome.
It's all about mentality.
It was all in my head yesterday. I was fucking pissed. I go to the gym. Fucking get there. And I can't get in the fucking door. Turns out the payment didn't go all the way through.
And I even told you. I was like...
Because I told them... Because I removed my debit card from the thing because there's a fee for them using your debit card. It's like, what, $5?
Something like that.
So I remove it. And I wanted them to go to... like automatic withdrawal from the bank account.
Right.
But I never went in there and actually set that up.
So there was no... You didn't set it up on the first day?
No.
I did.
I didn't even think about it. I just wanted to get in the fucking gym. So I just said, here's a card. And so...
They hit you with that fee.
Oh, yeah. But I've been paying the fee. And I was tired of paying the fee. And so I removed my card so they couldn't charge me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to add my card back last night and actually pay for it. That's why I couldn't get in.
They said, you're out of here.
But I was pissed. Like,
it's not fucking working.
It was like 9 o'clock at night. 9:30, I think. Maybe a little after. But nobody was there. I would have the whole gym to my fucking self. Get back in the mindset. And I'm sitting in the fucking truck after not getting in the fucking gym. I was just fucking pissed off at life. I'm like, God damn it. Fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck this place. I'm sick and tired of being fat and out of shape, and every time I try to do something, I fucking fail at it. I'm not failing at this, and I'm not going to let you fail at this either. We're going to do this, and we're going to finish this fucking job.
Yes, sir.
6 months from now, 6 months from now, we will both be down 50 pounds. Okay, I take it back. We won't be down 50 pounds. We will be down a collective 50 pounds.
Right. Because I think 210 is kind of pushing it. Kind of.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Oh, you can do it. You should be like sitting...
Technically...
Like what, 160?
Yeah, 168 should be my non-obese weight. But I'll look like a fucking twig.
My quote, my non-obese weight from the CDC or whatever it is. It's like 180.
Really?
Yeah. But I have I'm broad.
Yeah, you do get some wide-ass shoulders.
Yeah, so... when I was talking to... my doc about it, he said, your perfect weight and for perfect weight for you to be like cut enough to where you can have a six pack and a V cut and everything. He said, you're looking at like 210.
Damn.
Between 2 and 210. He said that's going to be your sweet spot. I'm like, okay. Noted. I have 100 fucking pounds to lose. Gotcha. I'm fucking fat.
And like I was telling you earlier, like when I looked at the pictures back in like 2020, I was like, damn, I was fucking skinny.
And we all thought we were fat as fuck.
Exactly. Like,
I hate looking at those old pictures, man. I do. I really do. Because I remember back then, like all in your own head, like, oh, I'm a lot of shit. And they, you know, everybody thinks it's just girls that feel this way. It's not.
Nope.
It's not. We feel the exact same fucking way. We just don't talk about it.
Just got to try to do it.
We just go and earn the bread and mind our own fucking business.
Easy peasy. So.
But anyways, I mean, we'll see what happens tomorrow. And we'll just go from there.
Yep.
Not really anything going on in the news besides these fucking crazy UAPs in New Jersey. But we all know those are... I don't know. They are probably UAPs.
Right.
Or they're just the U.S. government and their Project Bluebeam.
I don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
But either way, I mean, think about it. How many major events have we lived in the last couple of years?
A lot.
Let's just add fucking aliens to it. They've already admitted they exist.
Yep.
Kind of. Kind of admitted they exist, and they kind of admitted that they come out of the ocean.
The ocean, though?
Which makes sense. We've only explored, like, what, 5% of it?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's like Atlantis is actually down there. That's probably real.
I could see that.
Let me go. I want to go.
Ocean's fucking massive, man.
Like
anything could be down there.
You know those there's a type of squid that big whales eat.
What's that?
I can't remember what it's called. But we've only actually recorded it. Like we've only actually have seen video evidence of this squid, this type of squid, one time. But supposedly, like they go through like 200,000 of them a year in their diet. But we've only actually video recorded one of them.
Right.
Like there's so much down there we have no idea. What if, this is a big what if, okay. You're swimming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep going. You keep going. And then you resurface. And now you're in a whole nother dimension.
Fucking alternate universe.
What if there's the ocean is actually a portal to different dimensions? I just totally made that up out of my ass right now. That would be wild.
Better go into hiding. Damn.
My computer just da-dinged.
That shit was loud.
I didn't know if I was supposed to ding like that on a recording. Anyways. Well, everybody, it's been nice talking to you guys. We're making this a shorter episode today. We're going to have a big episode tomorrow. We're going to go through some of those topics. The big topic we're going to discuss is the fucking cows.
Oh, God.
I've been doing some research, but it's crazy. People think that cows are actually killing the environment.
What's killing the environment is all these buildings that are coming up.
What's killing the environment? Is electric cars and their big ass fucking batteries that you can't reuse.
Do you know how much it costs to just change a battery if it goes out in your car? Well, like an electric car.
Yeah, thousands.
Thousands, like 30,000. Easy. A whole new car.
Easy. And these lithium mines, like that does damage to the environment.
Yep.
You're electric batteries are fucking the environment.
Making my electricity bill go up.
We're going to get into that tomorrow. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Adios.
Bye-bye now.